Good morning. I bring you greetings from Cross Lanes Chapel. We're thankful for the Lord's goodness towards us throughout another week. I think of those words in Psalm 23, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And we're thankful for the Lord's goodness and his mercy towards us throughout another week. A letter is sent out each week with details of the services which are pre-recorded. And on that letter is some few words of devotion. And I'd like to read that to you now. Dear beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, Job said, but he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. The pathway before us will be mixed with joys and sorrows, laughter and tears, until we reach our desired haven. There will be the smooth, but also the rough. There will come our way that which will be a surprise to us. However, nothing takes God by surprise. The Lord knows the way that we take. After the refining process, which is done here below, we shall come forth as gold. Let us all trust him as we look to the future and rest in those well-known words in Romans 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good, to them that love God, to them who are the called, according to his purpose. Well, let us rest then in the Lord today. In our morning service, we're going to look at those words in Luke chapter 11, verse 4. And consider God's forgiveness is required. And we will be reminded there how important it is to seek each and every day God's fatherly forgiveness, we who love the Lord. It's so important. And as we do so, we are to humbly look to the Lord by way of faith, but also we're to have a forgiving heart or spirit within. As we will consider, we're mindful of others and we are to be ready to forgive those that injure us. This evening, we're going to turn, the Lord willing, in our evening service to Job chapter 1 and verse 21 and also Job chapter 14. And first of all, consider God's hand. The Lord gave and the Lord have taken away. We consider God's hand and how important this is at this very time. And then secondly, to consider our lives, the sorrow, the trouble we face. But then one day, that wonderful change which is coming for the believer at death, but then on that great day, the day of resurrection. What a wonderful change. Well, may the Lord help us. You're invited to listen in to our services here today. They're uploaded onto the Facebook business account of Cross Lanes Chapel, but also on sermon audio. If you're not a Christian, I do invite you to listen on today to the services and to think seriously how much you need the Lord Jesus Christ. You need that forgiveness. Well, there is that welcome. Jesus said, come unto me. Be assured of our love and prayers here at Cross Lanes Chapel. Thank you.